In Iowa today, some 33,000 students in the Des Moines public school system are required to wear masks, as are their teachers. The superintendent brought back the mask rule after a federal judge blocked a state law banning such mandates in school. The law was signed in May by Iowa's Republican Governor Kim Reynolds, but for now that is not in effect. Tom Ahart is superintendent of Des Moines Public Schools. And Tom, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
Good to have you. So you decided very quickly after Monday's ruling to bring back the mask mandate. Why?
The conditions in Polk County, where Des Moines is located in the center of the state, actually in many respects are worse now than they were a year ago at this time. We've had, as recently as the end of last week, over a 15% positivity rate. That has dropped a little bit. We're a little over 13% now.
Wow.
And since the beginning of the school year, we've had over 300 positive student cases, and those are split proportionately among our elementary, middle, and high school level. So we know that the vaccination rate in Polk County is not where it needs to be. And we also know from county records that we have a woefully low percentage of our eligible students vaccinated. So the best tool that we have by far is for everyone to wear a mask.
Now, the governor responded to this court ruling, this temporary blocking of the implementation of the state law, by saying this situation now took away parents' ability to decide what is best for their child. She plans to appeal this. You've had mask rules for most of last year in the school district. How much parental pushback have you actually had?
It will be interesting to see what transpires here in the next few days. Last year, I have to say that our community was hugely cooperative. Staff and students alike did an excellent job of staying masked when they were sharing air with others. We have received some pushback already since I made the announcement. And really, the core of it really is this idea that people want the freedom to make the decision that they think is best for their child. And and what I've been trying to emphasize is that we have a freedom to do things up until the point where we infringe upon someone else's right to have freedom from something. And we wear a mask not to protect ourselves. We wear a mask to protect others. And testing is woefully unavailable in our area. Even when folks are able to access a test, there's often a more than a 24-hour turnaround time. And so while we are pushing very hard to have testing more readily available in our schools, that is not a great prevention tool, because obviously the virus is already present by the time someone tests positive.
I want to ask you about this appeal the governor has talked about. An appeal would go to the 8th Circuit Court of Appeal that's loaded with judges appointed by Presidents Trump, Bush 43, Bush 41. Is this potentially going to seesaw back and forth politically here?
There is that potential for the seesaw effect. Certainly last year we went through that in spades, and there was uncertainty almost on a day-to-day basis on how school was going to be conducted. So we do want to avoid that sort of whipsaw effect as much as we can. In speaking with legal counsel, we're relatively confident that at least through the end of this calendar year, there won't be time enough for the 8th Circuit to hear an appeal and make a decision. So even if it only buys us, you know, a month or 2 months, that's going to prevent infection in our schools. It's going to enable us to keep schools open and most likely prevent some avoidable deaths.
And finally, as you know, elsewhere in the country, we're seeing some school districts going against states that have these bans on mask mandates. Florida is withholding money from school districts that are going against the state law. Texas is suing some of these districts that are doing the same things. If push comes to shove for your school district, would you go against the state?
I don't think our school board has an appetite for going against the state again. We did that last year, really pushing to remain virtual when our positivity rates were extremely high in Polk County. And we were unsuccessful in fighting the state on that. In fact, I got personally punished by the Board of Educational Examiners. I think we know where the state stands, and by the same token, we know what our goals are and what our mission is, and I'll be pushing as hard as I can and desperately try to stay within the bounds of the law, but it's really important that we do all we can to protect the health and safety of not only our students, but also our staff, and give all of them a fighting chance to have a successful school year, which is historically more important now than ever after the very challenging year that we had last year.
Tom Ahart is superintendent of Des Moines Public Schools in Iowa. Thanks, sir, for the time, and good luck this semester.
Thank you.